She was at the premiere of Captain Marvel. It's Halsey Mix 1051. Also at our advanced screening of Captain Marvel was our very own Monroe, who, let me ask them, when I asked her how it was, went like this. It was good. I enjoyed the movie. Which, yeah. You know what that means.
We know what that means.
You said, don't ruin it. Don't give me too much right now. Yeah. So I said, it was good.
That's not how you said it.
No. Jackson, let's recreate this real quick. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Monroe, how was the movie last night?
Oh, it was good. Oh, yeah. I loved it.
That's exactly how it sounded. Oh, my God. So we kicked off 105 Days of Love.
Yes.
And if you don't know what that is, it's our challenge to each other and hopefully to you to do a random act of kindness each and every day for 105 days. And it's a lot of fun. We love getting your text messages of kind of what you're doing every day. I told you the story of how I was at Starbucks and I wanted to buy the drinks behind me. And it turned out to be like a fan full of people.
You should be proud of that and excited. You bought the whole office coffee.
I thought it would be a $3 thing. It turned out to be a $36 thing.
You know what, though? You did it. And I'm proud of you.
Well, I couldn't tell the...
I think you're a nice guy.
I couldn't tell the barista afterwards, like, never mind.
Can you know the person behind that person? Yeah.
What else you got in line?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
I with John, yeah.
Yeah.
I can totally imagine.
And one of the things we're saying you can do is go to our website, which is mix1051utah.com. And on there, you can tell us about maybe someone you have in your life who needs help, or if there's a service project you're doing that we can get the word out in. That's what we like to do as well. And Ashley actually reached out to us. Morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So, Ashley, you have a birthday coming up.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so tell us what's going on.
So I wanted to do something special to celebrate my 30th birthday in April. I've always wanted to donate blood, but I have never been able to because I lived in England during the mad cow disease outbreak. My husband is on blood thinners for life and can't donate either, but he's received a blood transfusion himself after a car accident. So it's hard knowing that I can't do something for someone else in this way. So in honor of my 30th birthday, I'm hosting a blood drive with the American Red Cross on April 27th from 9 to 2 at Bonneville Academy.
Okay, so let's go back through this here. So you lived in England.
Yes.
And there was the mad cow disease.
Yes.
Because of that, you can never donate blood?
Never.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's no way to screen for it. So
really?
If you've been in that area during a certain time frame, you just aren't eligible.
Okay. So unfortunately, that's not something you can do.
Right.
And so now tell me again about your husband.
So my husband, he was in a car accident in 2006, and he received about 9 pints of blood during the course of that.
That's a lot of blood.
And he also is factor 5 Leiden, which means he's on blood thinners for life, so he cannot donate either.
But he did have to use all this blood at one point in time.
Right.
And you're saying, I'd love to give back,
yes.
But unfortunately... You can't do that.
Correct. And no one in my family can do it either because we all live together in England. So
gotcha.
I wanted to give back in this way somehow, and I need people to do it for me.
So what you were trying to do is you're trying to get together for your birthday, just a cool blood drive.
Yes.
And are we trying to get 30 people then?
My goal is 30 people for my 30th birthday to donate blood to help save lives.
Okay.
That's so cool.
I think we can do that.
Yeah.
30 is doable.
And it doesn't take a long time.
No.
And afterwards you get a snack. Nice little fruit box.
Dude, nowadays you're like, I take my iPad in with me, play some Candy Crush.
It's like a 10-15 minute break from the kids, right?
No, it's true. So, all right, Ashley, so we're trying to get 30 people to donate blood, and where is it going to be at?
This is going to be located at Bonneville Academy in Stansbury Park.
Okay.
It's 800 Montauk Lane. It's going to be Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 2.
And is there a way for someone to sign up now? Or
yes.
Okay.
So you can go to the American Red Cross website, which is redcrossblood.org, and you can type in the zip code 84074 and scroll down until you find Bonneville Academy.
Okay. We're going to make it easy, and we'll have all this information up on our website. You can kind of follow along the steps, and if you're able to give, please do so. And maybe it's not that day, but maybe listening to just Ashley's story,
yeah.
I mean, her husband needed 9 pints. He would have died. If it wasn't for people who gave blood.
Someone saved his life.
Yeah, exactly. And you can save a life as well by giving. So if it's not that day, maybe in the honor of Ashley and her 30th birthday, you can donate as well. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really cool. And being a part of 105 Days of Love. We love that. Looking at the commute this morning, the rain is only falling in southern Utah right now, and I don't see many issues so far. If you know of anything, please do text us. Traffic's brought to you by JBR Clinical Research. If you need your bunion removed, if you're 18 or older, you may qualify to have it removed at no cost. Call JBR Clinical Research, 801-261-2000.